Welcome to the Treasure Corner, where we discuss all things concerning metal detecting and treasure hunting. I'm Dan Hughes. If you'd like to send me an email or drop me an MP3 voicer about the show, the email address here is thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. And please visit our website, thetreasurecorner.com. I have two cousins who collected coins when we were kids. When we visited them during summer vacation, they showed me their collections and told me that many of their Lincoln pennies were worth several dollars, and they found them just by watching their pocket change. That got me excited. So I was about 10 years old when I bought two Whitman Lincoln cent coin folders. They cost 35 cents each. One held Lincoln pennies minted from 1909 through 1940, and the other was for pennies dated 1941 to present. Present at the time being 1957. A quick lesson in U.S. coinage, all common coins are minted in just three cities, Philadelphia, Denver, and San Francisco. Coins made in Denver have a small D somewhere on the coin, San Francisco coins have an S, and Philadelphia coins have no mint mark. One notable exception is that nickels made in Philadelphia during World War II had a large P mint mark on the back to indicate they were made of a silver alloy, because nickel was needed for the war effort. And by the way, those wartime nickels are worth more than most other nickels because they are 35% silver. Silver coins are no longer minted. The last year for silver coins was 1964. Since 1965, dimes and quarters have been 92% copper and 8% nickel. They're called sandwich coins, and if you look at their edge, you can see the copper peeking through. Pennies, by the way, are no longer made of copper. In the middle of 1982, they were changed to zinc with a thin copper shell. As I mentioned in my book, my father worked as a district manager for the Indianapolis Star and News. He was in charge of about 100 newspaper boys, and part of his job was to count and deposit the newspaper subscription money that his 100 paper carriers turned into him every Saturday morning. On Saturday afternoons, I would help him wrap coins. By watching the dates and mint marks of the pennies I was wrapping, and trading out my own money for the dates I needed, I was able to put a lot of pennies in those Whitman folders in a very short amount of time. Pennies were all I could afford to collect then, and I quickly learned there were a few key Lincoln cents. The 1914 D is especially prized. Its current value in excellent condition is about $3,000. The 1922 penny is special. Though it was minted in Denver, on many coins the D didn't show up below the date because some of the dies used to mint the coins were worn out. Philadelphia was busy making silver dollars that year, and they didn't mint pennies in 1922. A 1922 penny without the D, in excellent condition, is offered right now on eBay for $3,500. That wasn't the only Denver coin with die problems, either. In 1937, the Denver Mint had another worn-out die. It wasn't the penny this time, though. It was the nickel. The mint mark appeared sharp and clear, but one of the legs on the buffalo did not show up, hence the famous three-legged buffalo nickel. The 1909 SVDB penny is also valuable. 1909 was the first year for the Lincoln penny. It was Abe's 100th birthday, and it was designed by Victor D. Brenner. His initials were on the back of the penny at the bottom. But Mint officials decided that the initials were too prominent, and they were removed soon after the first batches of pennies were issued. So the VDB-backed pennies are rare, and one of them in mint condition sold recently for $92,000. The designer's initials were returned to the penny in 1910, and they're still there today, but they're now scratched into the bottom of Lincoln's shoulder, very small and hard to see with the naked eye. I think the major reason that coin collecting no longer holds the magic it once did is that rare coins are no longer found in circulation. Coin collectors in the 1950s and earlier didn't know what a paradise they had, because many valuable coins were often found in pocket change. Indian head pennies, buffalo nickels, and mercury dimes were all still in circulation in 1950. Nowadays, it is virtually impossible to find any old coins in circulation. Once in a great while, you read of someone finding a rare coin and change from a vending machine, but the odds are almost impossibly high against this ever happening to you or me. The only way we'll get rare coins today is buying them from dealers or other collectors or, drumroll here, finding them with a metal detector. Point being, most treasure hunters are also coin collectors, and they have a decent chance of coming up with rare coins that have been out of circulation for decades. That's the good news. Here's the bad news. Most pennies and nickels we find in the ground are in pretty poor shape, and the value of coins is heavily dependent on their condition. Just recently, a shiny uncirculated 1926 S. Penny sold for over $100,000. But if you find a 1926 S. Penny with a metal detector, after years of being buried and worked on by ground minerals, it will most likely be in poor condition and worth only a few dollars. And don't make the mistake of trying to clean it with anything stronger than soap and water. Coins that have been cleaned lose value rather than gain value. Now here's more good news. Silver coins often look as pretty when you find them as they looked the day they were dropped. I have found several mercury dimes in shiny, near uncirculated condition. I'm sure they were bright and shiny new when they were lost, and now, nearly a century later, they still look bright and shiny new. So though you'll seldom find an old penny or nickel in excellent shape, you may well find silver coins that will look absolutely great in those Whitman coin folders. And so ends another exciting episode of The Treasure Corner. As always, drop us a line or a voice or MP3 note to thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. That's all one word, thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. And check out our website, thetreasurecorner.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Hughes in The Treasure Corner.